A financial report presented to Trent University's Board of Governors on Friday, May 8th, says the university is facing a deficit of at least $2.7 million. Partly to blame is a $13 million loss in net tuition revenue, a protracted consequence of the federal government's January 2024 cap on international student visas, and a loss $10 million greater than Trent had initially projected. From 13,206 to 12,323.8 full-time equivalent students instead of the anticipated 12,342. In order to better illustrate the university's financial position, I spoke to Vice President Finance and Administration Tariq Al-Idrisi about the 2025-26 financial report from the May 8th Board of Governors meeting and its implications for the 2026-27 Trent budget.
I just want to differentiate, I think, one between an overall budget deficit and a deficit in net tuition revenue. So I think a deficit in net tuition revenue specifically talks to us not meeting a tuition target, but it doesn't mean that that's the overall deficit of the institution. So when we were actually building the 25-26 budget, we had, you are correct, we had set aside $3 million as a provision in terms of not meeting net tuition revenue, and specifically because of the international enrollment and our predictions on the lower enrollment from international students. And the reason we set up a provision too is due to the volatility of the international market right now. It is not something that is within the university's control. It's something that is not only due to federal immigration policy, but is also directly related to Canada's reputation across the world, which is not a Trent issue, but it's really a fairly a broad issue across our sector right now, unfortunately. And so when we did our predictions, that was, $3 million was the differential. We ended up being higher than that. And that happens because the models that were built upon predicting international enrollment certainly are very volatile right now in terms of being predictable. And that's because the international situation itself is volatile. So I think where we are right now is we are seeing, as situation has progressed a number of years in terms of the international policy, we're seeing more stabilization on the models. But we did expect some level of volatility. This just seems to be a higher level of volatility than we expected.
Right. And my understanding is that part of the financial projections was contingent upon sort of a recuperation of the international enrollment rate following the initial reduction in international student visas permitted by the government, as well as a year-over-year increase in domestic enrollment. And my understanding is that domestic enrollment was actually less.
That's correct. I think for the most part, we're seeing that, we're seeing more of a flatter picture around domestic and around international. We certainly are going to see smaller increases in domestic. We're not predicting larger increases in international. So I think we budget fairly conservatively. I think as we see what has happened this year and moving forward, I think we adjust our models to adjust our numbers for future years. So we become more exacting. And if you look at, previous research reports, we certainly were, almost directly on the money in terms of predicting enrollment. It's just this year, due to the changing situation, it was harder to predict.
Could you walk me through some of the implications of that for the university?
So 25, I'll talk about 25-26 because that's the year we're certainly talking about right now. Now, what I will say is what we've done in 25-26 is we have looked at a number of things. We have looked at obviously $3 million that we had set aside for net tuition revenue. We had other contingency dollars that were set aside that for general operating contingency, that we one-time money that we used to address the shortfall in 25-26. We also reappropriated from some other areas and projects that we had. And as the year progressed in 25-26, budgeting is, for the most part, part of it is going to be estimates in some respect. And as the year progressed, some of our estimates around certain key predictions around things like pension obligations and others have materialized, and some have materialized to a lower degree than we had anticipated in budget. So we're able to reallocate some of those funds. So a lot of how we've dealt with the 25-26 shortfall so far, and to say that the current shortfall, the year has not closed. This is still a prediction between here and end of year. Once the year closes and we issue audited financial statements, that's really when we can say where we ended up in 25-26. This is sort of a prediction of where we will end up at the 2.7 million overall. And we've been able to address a large part of the net tuition revenue loss through reallocations from budgets that we had within year that could be reallocated and contingency funds that we had available.
And it says in the financial report that the estimated loss of net tuition revenue is partially offset by additional government funding, which was unknown at the time of the budget preparation.
So that's the 26-27 budget and then the 25-26 budget.
Okay.
So so the 25-26 budget is certainly there's a budget report online. There's certainly you can see the you know, the assumptions that went into producing the 25-26 budget.
Right.
So but the 26-27 budget was certainly presented in the closed session of the board. We at the time had an embargo. And that embargo limited our ability to share information about government allocations. And honestly, I think we're still waiting for our final allocations from the ministry right now to see what happens in 26-27. I think those allocations, you know, we don't have really a clear indication from the government when those allocations will come. This is the first time that they do a funding allocation, and I think they're trying to figure out the greater details associated with how those are going to play out across each institution before actually allocating specific funds. What we do have right now from the ministry are, for 26-27 and beyond, are preliminary planning numbers, and that's what they did not want us to share at this time. But we've used them certainly for planning for 26-27 and beyond. The university knows that we will face headwinds into the future. We've advanced strategic planning initiatives in 2025. We had three groups in 2025 that were very active: the enrollment task force, the cost reduction and containment working group, and the revenue generating working group. Those three groups work hard to provide feedback to the president and ultimately the board about the actions that we need to take to reduce future budgets and to raise revenue for the institution to address what we believe is a structural deficit issue moving into the future. So we have been very, very active working towards the 26-27 budget and beyond.
Is there anything you would say to someone like either a layperson or maybe a future student who is sort of looking at the university's current financial position and is worried about their future?
You know, I've been in this sector myself since 1998, a long time. And, you know, the sector goes through fluctuations. We as Trent are very strong financially. Our credit rating reports speak to that, and our strong ability to face headwinds. I think what I will tell anybody that's contemplating Trent is to say Trent is working through its budget and deficit situation, as is every university in the province. But we, as we work through this, we are still prioritizing our programs, our academic experience, our student supports, and and our student services. And I think all those things are important for people to keep in mind, is we are being very strategic about how we address our future as an institution. We are, and with certainly keeping in mind the academic experience and the experience of our students as they come here. So I think students should rest assured that Trent University is strong and financially capable into the future.
That was Tarek El-Idrisi, Trent University's Vice President of Finance and Administration, speaking about the university's $13 million net tuition loss and its financial implications on the university. Trent is projecting a $2.7 million deficit for the current financial year, and internal emails suggest that the university could face a deficit as high as $30 million in the next, the Peterborough Examiner's Sebastian Johnston Lindsay reported in April. In response, the university has outlined more than $11 million in budget reduction strategies to take effect within the coming year, on top of millions of dollars in cuts already affected in the 2025-26 financial year. What exactly those cuts will be remains unclear. The 2026-27 Trent University budget was approved in closed session on account of embargoed details surrounding provincial funding for the upcoming year. For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Evan Robbins, broadcasting to you through the facilities of Trent Radio, CFFF in Peterborough.